Dawn in Washington, D.C., the tall-pointed Washington Monument stands against the dark blue sky. The towering obelisk is reflected in the still water of the Potomac River's tidal basin. A jogger heads along a path around the basin. Another man runs up behind him, then overtakes to the jogger's left.
On your left.
The runner catches up with the same jogger outside the dome-shaped Thomas Jefferson Memorial Building, which is fronted by huge stone pillars.
On your left.
Uh-huh, on my left. Got it.
The runner, Steve, catches up with the jogger again by the Lincoln Memorial.
Don't say it! Don't you say it!
On your left!
Come on!
Steve sprints around the memorial's reflecting pool, and the jogger, Sam, struggles, then stops. Slumped against a tree, Sam pants for breath.
Need a medic?
I need a new set of lungs. Dude, you just ran like 13 miles in 30 minutes.
Guess I got a late start.
Really? You should be ashamed of yourself. Should take another lap. Did you just take it? I assume you just took it.
What unit are you with?
58th Pararescue. But now I'm working down at the VA. Sam Wilson.
Steve Rogers.
I kind of put that together.
Steve pulls him up.
Must have freaked you out coming home after the whole defrosting thing.
Takes some getting used to. It's good to meet you, Sam.
It's your bed, right?
What's that?
Your bed is too soft. When I was over there, I sleep on the ground, use rock for pillows like a caveman. Now I'm home, lying in my bed, and it's like...
lying on a marshmallow. I feel like I'm gonna sink right to the floor. How long?
Two tours. You must miss the good old days, huh?
Well, things aren't so bad. Food's a lot better. We used to boil everything. No polio's good. Internet, so helpful. Been reading that a lot, trying to catch up.
Marvin Gaye. 1972 Trouble Man soundtrack. Everything you missed, jammed into one album.
I'll put it on the list.
He writes a note. On Steve's phone, mission alert, extraction imminent, meet at the curb, then a smiley face.
All right, Sam. Duty calls. Thanks for the run, if that's what you want to call running.
Oh, that's how it is?
Oh, that's how it is.
Okay. Anytime you want to stop by the VA, make me look awesome in front of the girl at the front desk, just let me know.
I'll keep it in mind.
A sleek black car pulls up. The window slides down.
Hey, fellas. Either one of you know where the Smithsonian is? I'm here to pick up a fossil.
It's hilarious.
As Steve gets in, Sam smiles at the driver, Natasha.
How you doing?
Hey.
Can't run everywhere.
No, you can't.
Night. Steve and Natasha are amongst others on a Shield plane flying low over the Indian Ocean.
Target is a mobile satellite launch platform, the Lemurian Star. It was sending up their last payload when pirates took them, 93 minutes ago.
Any demands?
$1.5 billion.
Why so steep?
Because it shields.
So it's not off course, it's trespass.
I'm sure they have a good reason.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of being Fury's janitor.
Relax, it's not that complicated.
How many pirates?
25. Top mercs led by this guy, George Batroc, ex-DGSE, Action Division. He's at the top of Interpol's red notice. Before the French demobilized him, he had 36 kill missions. This guy's got a rep for maximum casualties.
Hostages?
Mostly techs. One officer, Jasper Sitwell. They're in the galley.
What's Sitwell doing on a launch ship? All right, I'm gonna sweep the deck and find Batroc. Nat, you kill the engines and wait for instructions. Rumlow, you sweep aft, find the hostages, get them to the life pods, get them out.
Strike, you heard the cap. Gear up.
The plane's wings slide open and huge circular engines rotate. A blast of energy sends the plane surging up through the clouds. On board, Steve, Captain America, or Cap for short, talks into his wrist communicator.
Secure channel 7.
7 secure. You do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys from my barbershop quartet are dead, so... no, not really.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from statistics, she'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
He dons a mask.
Too shy or too scared?
Too busy!
He jumps.
Is he wearing a parachute?
No. No, he wasn't.
With a round shield bearing a white star strapped to his back, Cap free falls towards the ocean, then spins upright and points his feet before hitting the water. He plunges below the surface close to the long ship, the Lemurian Star, which is lit up against the pitch-black night. The ship has two levels with further towers and structures on the upper deck. On the stern of the ship is an octagonal helipad with a helicopter parked on top. Cap surfaces to the port side of the stern. An armed pirate patrols the lower deck. Cap climbs over the railing behind the pirate, then grabs him round the neck and quickly drags him down. Cap rushes two more men, stationed at the stern, and flings his steel shield, which brings down the first man, then ricochets off the side of the ship. Cap slide kicks the second man, catches the shield, then clocks the struggling pirate, knocking him out. Cap sprints around the curving stern. He takes another pirate by surprise, kicking him overboard. Two more attack. He leg sweeps the first and slams the second. The first pirate rises, and Cap knocks him down with a spinning roundhouse kick. Cap hares round the lower deck. He knocks a man overboard, then dives towards two more. He kicks one, and the other pulls a knife. The first reaches for the alarm. Cap grabs the knife and throws it. The knife skewers the shaggy-haired pirate's hand at the wall. Cap runs past and kicks him in the face. On the upper deck, Cap vaults over a railing. He lands on deck, surprising more pirates. He kicks one of them, who flies backwards as if he were jet-propelled. He batters two more with his shield, then throws it, taking down another man from 20 feet. He tussles with two more and they both go down. When the first gets up, Cap punches into his shield, which hits the pirate and knocks him out. An approaching pirate aims a machine gun at Cap. The pirate drops and Rumlow parachutes on deck.
Thanks. Yeah, you seem pretty helpless without me.
The rest of the strike team parachutes down with Natasha.
What about the nurse that lives across the hall from you? She seems kind of nice.
Secure the engine room, then find me a date.
I'm multitasking.
In the galley, bound hostages eye the ranting pirate leader warily. I told Batroc, if you want to make S.H.I.E.L.D. pay us, start sending them bodies now. I have a bullet for someone.
You want a bullet in your head?
Move that foot. You want a bullet in the head? Cap fires a bug onto a window to the ship's bridge. Batroc's inside and hasn't noticed the bug. I don't like waiting. Call Durand. I want this ship to move when the ransom comes. Batroc sits calmly as his henchman makes a call. Start the engines.
Okay.
Durand's in the engine room.
Hey, sailor.
He finds Natasha behind him. She kicks him to his knees, then hooks a wire around his neck. She descends the level, sliding down the wire, shooting pirates on the way, with a gun in each hand. As she stops, two men look up from below. Then she shoots them both. In the galley, the pirate leader stalks around the hostages, who are sitting on the floor. Shut up. You want to be a hero? Is that it? In camouflage fatigues and a black beret, he eyeballs a brown-haired woman who averts her gaze.
Bon, j'ai trop attendu là.
All right, I've waited long enough. He bangs on the door.
Hey!
Find Batroc. If I don't hear anything in 2 minutes, I start killing them. I'll find him. The guard on the other side of the door turns, and Rumlow zaps his face with a stun rod, then holds onto him to stop him falling. In the galley.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Outside the door, Rumlow lowers the guard carefully to the ground. S.H.I.E.L.D. soldiers rappel down the outside of the hull. Inside with square-jawed Rumlow, burly Agent Rollins takes off his backpack and sets it down on the floor. The S.H.I.E.L.D. soldiers wait in position. Rumlow aims at the door. Rollins pulls a cord from his backpack with a black disc on the end, then takes it over to the door where the disc attaches itself. On the bridge, radio silence from S.H.I.E.L.D. Batroc. A S.H.I.E.L.D. soldier peers through a porthole.
Targets acquired.
Strike in position. Natasha, what's your status?
She drops into the engine room.
Status, Natasha?
Hang on!
She jumps on a pirate's back and zaps his neck. She rolls off his falling body, disarms another pirate, then leg sweeps him. She spin kicks the next attacker, who drops his gun, then grabs her from behind. She jumps up and kicks out, using her momentum to roll forward and throw him off. The last pirate rises and she smacks him with a big spanner. In the galley, shaven-headed Sitwell spots the S.H.I.E.L.D. soldier outside the porthole. Time is up. Who dies first? You? Get that one. He stands by the woman. On deck, watching the bridge, Cap holds up his wrist.
On my mark. Three, 2, 1.
The door's blown open and Rumlow shoots the leader, who drops in front of Sitwell.
I told you, S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't negotiate.
Allô?
But the line just went dead. I've lost contact with them.
J'ai perdu contact. go.
Cap throws his shield through the bridge window. Batroc ducks and it hits the henchman. Cap climbs in. Batroc kicks in, then flees the bridge. Cap grabs his shield and gives chase. Rumlow's on the move.
Hostages en route to extraction.
Romanoff missed the rendezvous point, Cap. Hostiles are still in play.
Sasha, Batroc's on the move. Circle back to Rumlow and protect the hostages. Natasha.
Batroc jumps Cap with a flying kick and Cap blocks with his shield. He staggers and falls under another kick and Batroc narrowly misses with an overhead attack. His boot heel lands between Cap's legs. They both rise and Cap backs off. Batroc launches a flurry of punches then kicks again. Cap lands a hit with his shield. Batroc falls, then jumps up. Batroc advances, kicking low, then high. Cap blocks with his shield and weaves to evade. He lets Batroc get close, then moves in and knees him in the stomach. Batroc dives over Cap's knee and springs head over heels into a somersault, landing on his feet, facing Cap. I thought you were more than just a shield. Cap straightens and looks Batroc in the eye. He stows his shield on his back and takes off his mask, which has the letter A on the front. Batroc breaks into a grim smile.
On va voir.
Let's see, says Cap, who drops the mask. They both hunker into fighting stances, then trade blows. Cap lands an elbow to Batroc's face. As Batroc comes back, Cap crunches his foot into Batroc's knee. He follows up with a chest kick, then flies into an overhead foot slam, knocking Batroc down. Batroc rises, and Cap charges. He barrels Batroc through a door, then knocks him out cold with a punch to the face.